When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid, December 23rd, 2021, round two of the fantasy football playoffs begin tonight. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. We're going to walk you through everything happening in the world of sports. Of course, a lot of COVID-related stories. We'll give them to you. Hopefully you were able to pick up the players that you need for your fantasy football playoffs. In some cases, you can't make moves. That's the situation that I am in as well. And Davis, looking forward to diving in today with my playoff matchup and your playoff matchup. Hopefully, both of us will advance to the finals next week.
Oh, I hope so. It would certainly be nice to be doing a segment on our championship matchups. Definitely an interesting week in leagues that still have waivers running. I got a couple questions this week from people where Antonio Brown and Ronald Jones were both available members of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers who are going to be filling in for Leonard Fournette and Chris Godwin. And I threw my hands up and said, I don't know. I do not know which one of those two guys is going to score more points, but definitely a situation where I don't think that you can get them wrong. We also officially did get Austin Eckler placed on the COVID list. So Justin Jackson, if you were able to snag him off the waiver wire, he gets to play against the Houston Texans this week. Pretty much, the best possible spot there. So no rest for the wicked, Craig. You got to be grinding every single edge.
Yeah, I just saw, before we came on the air, an interview with Eckler with Yahoo, with him telling Dawson Knox, who is a fantasy football player as well. Knox said to Eckler, thank you for getting me here. And then Eckler said, well, listen, I got bad news. You may want to pick up Jackson and Kelly for this week. So Eckler usually, probably one of the more optimistic players going into a weekend. I don't know if I feel great about hearing that coming from him today. All right, let's get to our headlines on the show. As Alex mentioned in the update, looks like no Luka on Christmas. He's put in the COVID protocols. So who is even playing on Christmas at this point? I really couldn't tell you. RJ Barrett looks good. He came off the COVID list. Army beats Missouri yesterday. Pretty exciting finish there in the Armed Forces Bowl. And, certainly Army was a favorite all along in this. They were actually 3.5-point favorites, then 5, then 6. So naturally Missouri covers as 6.5-point favorites if you got that at kickoff. Tennessee beats Arizona in college basketball. It's the first loss for the Wildcats this season. And the Indianapolis Colts lead the NFL with 7 Pro Bowlers. And we're going to dive a lot into tonight's game, Davis. And certainly, there's a lot of decisions to be made for people tonight. I know I'm going to have some key decisions I want to discuss with you, but certainly San Francisco and Tennessee, no shortage of fantasy options for people who could be in the playoffs at this point. And honestly, two teams to me that I think are still a mystery, because I certainly don't think that the 49ers are as good as they played over the last month. And I also don't think that the Titans are as bad as they played over the last month. So those teams collide tonight.
They do. And you're right. There are a lot of fantasy decisions that people are going to have to make. AJ Brown is returning from the short-term IR. You'd have to think if you've held on to him this long, you'd like to start him. But we've already seen him come back from injury once. and he was on a pitch count in that game. He only played about 40% of the snaps in the first game that he came back from injury when that happened. I mean, I want to say that was about 2 months ago at this point. Also, Julio Jones, I mean, you and I were talking last week. We're like, well, maybe that's the last we'll ever see of Julio Jones. That apparently he just returns to practice this week, no injury designation, and he is good to go for this game. I would say I'd have to be pretty up against it to want to be starting Julio Jones in this spot. I just have very little faith in him. And then the 49ers wide receivers, right? Deebo Samuel has a rushing touchdown in 5 games straight, but without a rushing touchdown in any of those games, he would have been below 10 PPR points in all of them. Certainly you're not sitting him, but there is definitely a chance that Deebo doesn't score a rushing touchdown tonight, and you're sitting there staring at 7 points in your lineup going, I really wish that I was not left in that situation. I think Ayuk is also a borderline start. You know, he had been playing much better over the last month of the season, but then was out-targeted last week by Juwan Jennings. And then what do you do with the 3 Titans running backs, right? There are all 3 of them are out there playing and getting touches. What do you do with those guys? It's a very interesting game, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you could play any of them. By the way, before we break here, I mean, this year, obviously, notwithstanding, in one of my leagues, Davis, I sent an email out last week and said, we've been playing in this league for 30 years, and we have not allowed teams to make moves during the playoffs, and I think that we should change it immediately, because I think that some of us are going to be taking zeros. And it got voted down, and so nobody could pick up players. Naturally, the people that are playing against me here are playing without a bunch of guys, and you know, I'm sure they look back on it and wish that they could have done it. I've always been against that, Davis, because I don't want to go into the championship playing against somebody that somebody just picked up and I lose. Like, I just never felt like that was fair. But this year in particular has really opened my eyes to that in terms of making moves and waivers.
You're 100% correct. The commissioners for these leagues, they need to be dynamic. They need to adjust for what's going on. I'm in a bunch of leagues where last week we actually pushed the waiver date. You know, waivers ran Tuesday at 4 a.m. and we said, you know what? No, we got to push it back. We got to push it back to run like FFPC waivers. They need to run on Wednesday night because, you know, the games end on Tuesday. Like, you need a day of practice reports. We're not getting any practice reports. So your league mates should have allowed waiver moves, in my opinion.
Yeah. And look, I understand if...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
In leagues that you go into next week, into the championship, Davis, and honestly, I could make the case, no, you should not be able to make moves, you know? But I mean, you got this far with your team. You shouldn't be able to pick up Jarrett Patterson and rush for 200 yards and win you a championship. I totally get that. But beyond that, with everything that's been happening with COVID, especially this year, and I'm going to show you the lineups that I may be facing this week, it is desolate for a couple teams, no doubt. All right, coming up next, our preview of tonight's game in the showdown on FanDuel. Don't go away. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thursday night football is back in the NFL. Of course, a couple college bowl games, but we're going to focus on FanDuel's pricing tonight as it is the San Francisco 49ers and Tennessee Titans. And Davis, if I would have told you, by the way, before we get to this pricing, if I would have told you 5 games ago, it's not that long ago, like a little bit over a month ago, that Jimmy Garoppolo was going to get smoked by Colt McCoy and the Arizona Cardinals. And then on December 23rd, we'd be doing a show and the 49ers would be favored by 3 in Tennessee. You would have said what?
Well, I would have believed it because I don't believe in the Titans at all. I am like I'm like the most short on the Titans that you could be. But I would assume that it was related to, you know, the team running the ball really well, the team playing really good defense. But I got to hand it to Jimmy. He is number 2 in the NFL right now in EPA per play for quarterbacks. He has been phenomenal. Now, obviously, that is very much related to Kittle playing extremely well. Ayuk finally coming out of his shell. Debo Samuel is unbelievable. But the 49ers are playing very good on both sides of the ball right now. And their season kind of looked dead in the water. And right now, they have to be considered a favorite to make the second wild card. And they have to win this game. This is a must-win game for the 49ers.
Yeah, for sure. And Tennessee can slog their way to the end and still get in somehow. It's pretty remarkable. So, all right. So, full transparency here in terms of DFS, the single slate, the showdown slate, always lean on Davis here as opposed to me. I don't play a lot of these, but, you know, certainly we're going to run through these and go through the pricing. I am going to be supremely focused on my season-long league tonight. We'll get to that coming up in about 5 minutes from now. So let's take a look at the pricing this evening. Ryan Tannehill leads the way at quarterback for the Titans, $15,000. Debo Samuel, running back, receiver, whatever we want to play him, he's there, $14,500. Jimmy G is at $14,000. George Kittle had 2 back-to-back monster weeks and a really good week last week, too. He is $13,000. It appears relatively clear that the ball will be handed off to Deontay Foreman at the goal line, so he's priced at $11,500. And the same probably could be said for Jeff Wilson Jr., who is going to start at running back tonight. Elijah Mitchell is out, and he is priced at $11,000. So, Davis, I think more than anything else, I guess the question is, how do you play this slate tonight, given some of the questionable options, especially at running back?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the first thing that you see when you, crack open ownership projections and everything is just going to be Debo Samuel is the second most expensive player of the slate. He is the fourth highest projected player of the slate. And he's more expensive than Jeff Wilson Jr., way more expensive than AJ Brown, way more expensive than Brandon Ayuk. And all of those things are true. And the field is still going to be all over playing him. I expect him to probably be the second most owned player in the MVP slot. And look, I mean, I just highlighted it in our opening segment there. Love Debo. He's been so efficient. It feels like he's going to get you a rushing touchdown to bail you out in all of these games. But the production that he was getting as a receiver earlier in the season has mostly fallen by the wayside. You know, their receiving production really is going to Brandon Ayuk and to George Kittle right now. And so I think, the way to approach this slate is probably to not be playing Debo Samuel, to focus on, AJ Brown in the MVP, to focus on Donta Foreman in the MVP, Brandon Ayuk in the MVP. I mean, even George Kittle, right? George Kittle has far outscored Debo Samuel over the last month of the season and has roughly kind of that same touchdown scoring potential that he does. Kittle does his via receiving. Debo has done his via rushing. And there also are a fair number of cheaper guys to get in on this slate. Dontrell Hilliard is priced down at $9,500. And we have some secondary wide receivers as well. I mean, Juwan Jennings ran a route on 60% of the 49ers dropbacks last week, and he's down at $7,500. He actually got more targets than Debo did last week.
Yeah, I like Jennings. I think that he could be something next year. It just depends on the way that San Francisco chooses to play. There is, Davis, interestingly enough, for a team that does, both teams that want to run the ball, there's a relatively high total tonight in tonight's game. I don't know if it'll be at 50, but it's certainly pushing high, which tells me that there's going to be a lot of options to score tonight.
Yeah, team total of about 24 for San Francisco, team total of about 21 for the Tennessee Titans. And interesting to see the 49ers being favored by that much on the road. And the Titans defense has played better than it was playing in the first half of the season. But I do think both of these teams are pretty capable of scoring points on one another. Now, both of these teams do like to run the ball, and that can be death for overs, right? That can be death for having lots of points scored, because if, you know, if the 49ers have a 13-minute, 19-play drive where Jeff Wilson Jr. caps it off with a rushing touchdown, and then the Titans answer with a 12-play, 8-minute drive that Donta Foreman caps off with a rushing touchdown, you know, that pretty much wraps up the first half. We're pretty much done with the first half at that point. And that is always something to be, you know, mindful of as you are creating lineups, you know, what kind of plays are going to correlate in what types of game scripts.
Yeah, I mean, the Broncos have ruined the fantasy season for the opponent pretty much all year long with doing all the running that they did last week was a good example of that against Cincinnati. So we'll see if that ends up happening tonight. All right, let's get to our MVP selections for tonight. Who will we use in the spot in the slot? I'll go first. You know, I don't know. I know something tells me Tennessee shows up tonight and plays really well. And A.J. Brown, I still think, is a wonderful talent in the NFL. I think for me, going into 2022, he's going to be a really nice buy-low candidate, you know, similar to Debo this year, honestly. So I like A.J. Brown. Think he's really good. I think he's going to have a nice game tonight. I like you, Davis. I do not trust Julio Jones. He could, you know, go three plays and out, and so I'm certainly not going to do that. But Tennessee, I think, missed Brown, not nearly as much as Henry, but I think they missed him a lot. So I think that he scores tonight. 6 catches, 80 yards, touchdown, A.J. Brown.
I mean, I think you could argue that A.J. Brown is more important for overall offensive success than Derrick Henry, especially because of the guys that A.J. Brown has been replaced with when not in the lineup, right? The guys that, you know, Chester Rogers and Cody Hollister and Josh Reynolds, who's not even on the team anymore, Nick Westbrook, Akine, like those guys are so sub-replacement level. We did not have A.J. Brown healthy for very long this season. He did post 8 for 133 in a touchdown against Kansas City, 10 for 155 in a touchdown against Indianapolis, then kind of trailed off in wins against Los Angeles and that gross game against New Orleans. He did basically nothing. I'm totally with you, though. A.J. Brown is either my favorite or my second favorite MVP, but the guy I highlighted here is Brandon Ayuk. I think he will be maybe 5% in the MVP on FanDuel tonight. And he had 10 targets in that win against Cincinnati. He has generated a couple rushing attempts kind of the same way that they use Debo. And he also, you know, no-showed last week in that win against Atlanta. People never love to go back to the guy who just no-showed. And people love Kittle. People are going to love Jeff Wilson Jr. with the good results last week. So I think Ayuk is a great leverage play at MVP in this slate.
And you think the 49ers win tonight? I mean, I think I'm going to take Tennessee.
Yeah, I think one of my life axioms would just be don't take Jimmy Garoppolo as a road favorite. So even if I like a lot of the skill position players on the 49ers here, it just seems I like just don't take Jimmy G as a road favorite. And especially when it's cold outside, that's a good tale for living.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we're going to be watching this game. I mean, I'm going to have to watch this throughout because fantasy, but I feel like I mentioned this earlier with Ben, that we'll be watching this, Davis. There are going to be 2 minutes left in the game, and one team is going to be up by two. And at that point, I'd rather have the points in the game or up by one, whatever. And so a field goal always determined. Both field goal kickers, I suppose, are decent. Maybe San Francisco's a little bit better than Tennessee's. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Here on the show, we mentioned fantasy matchups for this week. Davis and I are both headed to round two of the fantasy football playoffs. And so when we come back next, we're going to take a look at the matchup. We'll give you some predictions. Maybe you have to make some of the same decisions that we have to make. So stay on the grid. This is Fantasy Sports Today here on this Thursday. Hope you're having a great holiday season, and we'll be back on Sports Grid in just 2 minutes. Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Crunch time in the fantasy football playoffs for a lot of you. Hopefully you're still alive in your leagues and playing this week. I advanced last week in my biggest money league that I play in. So that gets me into the semifinal round. And regardless, I'll be playing either for the championship next week or I'll be playing for a consolation game. So I'll be setting my lineups here with you guys on the show. So Davis, let's take a look at my team. And I'm going to give you some potential backup options, which I did not have last week, and I do have this week due to circumstances in the NFL. Justin Herbert at Houston, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you know why, Davis. I don't even want to hear his name mentioned again until Sunday. Jeff Wilson Jr. tonight at Tennessee. Tennessee's run defense, very good. Ronald Jones, I assume I have to play this week at Carolina, and there's just no discussion about it. I have CeeDee Lamb going against Washington, hoping for a big game there. And there's no doubt I'm playing Deebo Samuel tonight, regardless of what happens at Tennessee. So those are the quarterbacks, running backs, receivers. Now let's go to the flex options. Flex, I have T. Higgins. I'm going to roll him out there again against Baltimore. Zach Ertz plays Saturday night against Indianapolis. I have Darren Waller, but it does not look good clearly for me to play him, and I don't think I can wait on that, Davis. So I got Greg Zuerlein, who can't make extra points, but he kicks long field goals against Washington, and loving the Patriots defense against the Bills. I think that's a good spot for me there. So here are, before we get to my opponent, Davis, here are the other options that I could make. I have, at this point, chosen to run with the San Francisco 49ers tonight to play Wilson and Deebo, and I want to play Ronald Jones. I don't think that taking him out is an option. Now, the guy that got me here this season, the guy that has been ripped by the fantasy football community, but the guy that's going to grade out as a top 20 running back this season is Melvin Gordon. So I could take out Wilson, and I could play Melvin Gordon this week against the Raiders. But I don't know. Based on what I saw last week, Gordon has a hand issue. Doesn't seem like he's catching passes. And so I'm just going to be so reliant on that touchdown. But I got to be honest, I'll be miserable tonight if Wilson does nothing, knowing I had Gordon in my back pocket to play. So that's question number one for you.
Well, I will even go the other way, and I'll say you'll be way, way, way more miserable if Jeff Wilson Jr. gets his 16 or whatever tonight and Melvin Gordon pops up on the COVID list on Saturday. I mean, that's the worst case scenario. My general fantasy advice for people right now is don't look the gift horse in the mouth. If you have some good points coming in, Jeff Wilson Jr. on Daily Roto, I think we have him for 15 and a half points here. He's not really splitting work with anyone. Jamichael Hasty didn't even really play on passing downs last week. I think you got to start Jeff Wilson Jr. The one thing you could do is you could, you leave that flex spot open and you could maybe play Melvin Gordon over T. But I also think you're right. No way I'm benching Ronald Jones here. 12-point favorites against Carolina. They are missing a bunch of guys in the passing game, so they're just going to be running downhill. And also, a little beneficiary thing here for Zach Ertz. Not only is DeAndre Hopkins not playing, Rondale Moore has not been able to practice this week. So I think Ertz is looking at, 5 to 8 targets, pretty much locked in, 90-95% snap share there for Ertz. So I think you are looking quite good this week.
Okay, so back to the flex option here. The other option that I have, and I'll go through my thinking here, is I'm playing T. Higgins over DJ Moore. The reason why, Davis, is because I think that there is a ceiling on DJ Moore in Carolina. I watched last week's game. Yes, he gets targeted. Yes, they get near the end zone. But anytime they get near the red zone, Davis, like, they got rules shutting this thing down. All they do is just run. They ran, like, three times, once with Newton, once with Hubbard, and then once with Abdullah. I don't know. I mean, I know T has been really up and down. He did score a touchdown, I believe, last time against the Ravens. And I don't think that there's a ceiling there. Like, I think T. Higgins could get 10 catches for 150 yards and two touchdowns. I don't see DJ Moore doing that.
Yeah, and the Ravens have, like, no secondary left. Like, their entire secondary is either on the actual IR or on the COVID reserve list. I think T. Higgins is clearly the play over DJ Moore. We're going to get to my team in the next segment. I have DJ Moore. I don't really know what I'm doing with him either, but certainly if I had T. Higgins, I would feel comfortable using T over DJ Moore at this point.
All right, so that's my lineup. Now, my opponent, his lineup doesn't look great, but I'm going to explain to you kind of what happened here. So I know, Davis, you're going to hate seeing all this Buffalo. It's basically all stacking. Now, since this morning, I see him tinkering with the lineup, and it's changed a little bit, but I'll give you the idea. So Josh Allen, he will start against New England. He will start Nick Chubb against Green Bay. You may say, why is Zach Moss there as running back two? He has Fournette, okay? So Fournette is obviously out. I see right now D'Ernest Johnson in his lineup. And Davis, he has no one else. This is it. It's Zach Moss, D'Ernest Johnson. I think he may have Collins on Seattle. But beyond that, it's nothing. Stephon Diggs and Gabriel Davis. Yes, those are his top two receivers. He has, now let's go to the flex options here. We'll switch the graphic. Chase Claypool, he has, but he has switched him out for St. Brown on Detroit. I'm not sure if I would do that, but that's what he has. Andrews, clearly as good a tight end play as there is. Tucker, the best kicker you could have. And then we'll be, you know, going head to head with those defenses, Bills versus New England. But my gosh, if there was ever a week I wanted to go against the Bills, I would think that this is it, right? Against New England this week.
Yeah, funnily enough, I also, again, we're going to get to my team. The guy I was playing against also lost Leonard Fournette and is scrambling with what to do at the running back position. Craig, I got to be honest. I think you're getting a little bit of a walkover here because Alex Collins not going to play. He would even be behind Adrian Peterson if he was active. And Zach Moss has not been active for the Buffalo Bills. They activated him for that snow game, remember, against the Patriots, because they right. I think they wanted to actually try and run the ball a little bit more there. But he has been inactive in the games since then. Now, Diggs and Gabriel Davis, don't get me wrong. If Josh Allen throws for 330 yards, three touchdowns, runs one in, yeah, I mean, it could be a long hill to climb behind those guys because those guys could combine for, like, you know, 95 points or something. And Mark Andrews certainly, you know, could put you in a hole as well. But I think you are – I mean, I would rather start Ronald Jones this week than Nick Chubb. I mean, Ronald Jones is in a better spot and is going to have more opportunities at the goal line. I would certainly rather start – T. Higgins than Chase Claypool. Now he's definitely got you at tight end. Kicker is whatever, you know, Greg Zuerlein, he can't make the extra points. But interesting here that you guys are starting the defenses against one another, starting the Patriots defense. I'd rather have the Patriots defense than the Bills defense, I think. So interesting how these things have played out, and obviously a highlight of just how difficult things get in a league without pickups when all of this injury and COVID stuff is going on. Yeah, no doubt about it. But I feel for your opponent here. You know, he's got to be tilting.
Yeah, and he had a great year. And the tilting, I think, from him, and, you know, obviously this is something that we've discussed, is that imagine, Davis, you've been riding Fournette the whole season. He's been a star. You even get a bye week in the fantasy playoffs. He gets hurt during your bye week, and your opponent has Ronald Jones. Like, I mean, that's got to be the worst. I mean, that's the scenario for this guy right now. It's like, so, and it's not even that he could pick him up. I had him. Like, we've talked about this. I held him for 15 weeks and didn't even play him once. And now here we are. I don't know. I agree with you. It's got to be a horrible scenario, not only losing Fournette, but then having to go against Jones. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of the horror scenario. Now, this is working out definitely in your favor because, you know, again, we're down to four teams left in a lot of these leagues. there actually were running back options on the waiver wire this week, right? Duke Johnson from Miami, sure. He would have been out there. Duke Johnson against Miami now with Ian Book starting at quarterback. He's probably in line to be a big fantasy star this week because they're just going to be running the ball downhill. I mean, Justin Jackson, like when I get through working on projections over at Daily Roto and I have Eckler and stuff all moved out, I bet Justin Jackson is going to project to be one of the 10 best running backs of the week. You know, he's going to get 16 carries and 4 targets against the Texans. And you're just not having to deal with any of that. Yeah, honestly, you're just a big Patriots fan this week. You're just basically hoping for the Patriots. I mean, does he have any other running back that he can stick in there other than Moss or Collins, or is he just having to eat it?
No, D'Ernest Johnson. D'Ernest Johnson.
Oh, that's right. I mean, I guess he's hoping. But Nick Chubb doesn't even have to test. Nick Chubb does not even have to test for COVID right now, because if you've confirmed had a case of it, you don't have to test for 90 days. So.
Right, but Davis playing both Cleveland running backs at Green Bay.
Man, this poor guy. I sent him a fruit basket or something because he is not having a good time.
I know. I do feel bad about it. Listen, I went to the league and said, hey, let's change the rule. You know, and by the way, so this is the one conference. In the other conference with the other two teams, Davis, one owner has Tyreek Hill and Cooks. How many other options can he have? He has Tyreek Hill and Cooks. The other guy has Kelsey and Godwin. I'm like, and these people all voted it down. They're like, no, we don't want to do that. I'm like, I don't know. I think someone's going to be playing with a zero. And so I guess because I bring it up and I have dominated in this league for a long time, not recently, but in the past, best overall record for 30 years, most championships for 30 years, most money won for 30 years. Maybe they thought that I was trying to get an edge in some way, but it was literally not. It was like, hey, like I really think that this is going to be a jaded championship here. There's going to be somebody playing a zero. And here we are. There are people almost on the verge of playing zeros because of COVID. It's nuts. All right, I'm very excited to hear who Davis has going this week. This is going to be very, very important to see if we can both move on. So we'll touch on our fantasy teams coming up next as we take a look at Davis and his opponent in round 2 of the fantasy football playoffs. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Make sure you follow us on social media for all of the latest news, notes, and information, including breaking news here on Sports Grid, and that is at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. If you're following us there, you're probably going to get some breaking news in the next minute or so from our great social media team. So make sure you follow us at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. Give you a little bit of a tip, that breaking news, Davis, is that Dalvin Cook is going on the COVID list for the Minnesota Vikings. Clearly, anybody who played him 2 weeks ago that needed a win to get into the playoffs got it. They may have been eliminated this past week, which is exactly the team that I eliminated had Dalvin Cook there. But nonetheless, he appears to be still having a chance to play on Sunday, so let's not eliminate him completely. And Alexander Mattison, who missed this past week, at least surface-wise, appears to be the guy that would be next in line, but maybe that won't be the case. So this is something we'll have to even check in on tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if, and this is probably unlikely to happen with the Vikings. This feels like much more of a Brian Flores thing. Like, if you don't practice, you don't get the play. But Miles Gaskin returning from the COVID list was the backup to Duke Johnson. Now, Alexander Mattison got activated off the COVID list this morning, so he'll at least get one practice in, right? He'll at least get the Thursday practice in. But I am hoping personally that Kenny Nwangu gets in. I mean, 5 carries or something. Like, he's got 2 kick return touchdowns on the year. Actually, just while we were at break, I picked him up. I dropped my second defense in this league that you and I are talking about, and I grabbed him just in case.
No, great move, and I think you should, and Gaskin is a great example of, we just don't know how the player is going to be. It's going to be a hard start on Sunday with him if Mattison is active as well, but definitely We've seen Minnesota. We saw Minnesota use that kid on Monday night a lot in that game. I mean, Cook came out of the game a few times. That kid came in and played. I thought he played pretty well. All right, for round two of Davis's fantasy football matchup, let's take a look at some of the players who we'll be rooting for this weekend for Davis. Of course, he's Dallas Cowboys guy, so naturally we're on the Cowboys here. Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott going up against Washington. Good news for Joe Mixon. He practiced or limited yesterday. I believe he's going to play. Wow, we're really stacking Dallas with CeeDee Lamb against Washington as well. DJ Moore against Tampa Bay. And then Davis and I both Saturday night will be cheering for Zach Ertz against the Indianapolis Colts. So I suppose we could start there. Dallas, I mean, they are due, Davis, for like a 30-point game.
They
right?
suck.
Like, I mean, it's got to happen eventually, right? Is this the week?
I mean, it's got to. I was toying with maybe dropping Dak because, you know, I don't really have a ton of roster spots. Like, I was toying with maybe just dropping him and figuring out someone else last week. I didn't end up doing it. I was almost punished, Craig. I won my game by 3 points. So it all came down to Monday night. I had Matt Gay left. I was up, I think, 35 points. I had Matt Gay left against Matthew Stafford and the Rams defense, and they got it very close. Cooper Kupp scores that long touchdown, and I'm like, oh, I'm so screwed. And it looked like maybe that game might go to overtime, but ended up, you know, just barely squeaking out of it. The thing that, you know, could theoretically save me this week is the Dallas Cowboys play against the Washington football team. The Washington football team's defense is terrible. They give up 5.9 yards per play. They've given up the most passing touchdowns in the NFL. They have only 9 interceptions. They give up 4.5 yards per carry. So I am begging the Dallas Cowboys to score some points this week because I don't think that I can drop or bench Dak Prescott. There are a couple options out there. Could go Tannehill tonight. Could go Jimmy G tonight. Maybe Jared Goff if he gets off the COVID list. Like, there are a couple guys who I think will at least have more passing attempts. But I think at the end of the day, you know, they got me here. My team has actually been bad the last 2 weeks. I've scored about 120 points with 11 starters the last 2 weeks. So that's really not very good. And I've just gotten very lucky. So I'm hoping for a big Dallas resurgence this week.
All right, let's take a look at the rest of the starters in triple flex options here. Two of them I'll be playing tonight, too. Deebo Samuel at Tennessee, Jeff Wilson Jr. at Tennessee. A bit of luck owning Justin Jackson for sure. If he's the starter, he's a must play at Houston. I will ask you what happens if Eckler plays, who you will get Jackson out for and who will go in. Matt Gay at Minnesota, Patriots defense. So before we get to the opponent, do you have, let's say Eckler by some miracle Saturday, test negative and he's in. You'll take Jackson out, and then what will you do?
Well, actually, I lied. So I did this graphic last night, assuming that my waiver bid on Justin Jackson would go through because I looked at the other three remaining teams in the playoffs. They had no fab left. I think the most left was 5. So I bid 6 on Justin Jackson, thinking no problem, easy peasy, slot him in. And one of the teams that's playing in the consolation bracket spent all the fab they had left. And look, it's in the rules of the game. The way that our league works is the winner of the consolation bracket, we do a lottery for our draft order, and the winner of the consolation bracket gets the most lottery balls for the draft order the next year. So it is, I mean, it's a legitimate thing. I would have done the same thing in his position. I just assumed that people wouldn't be paying attention. I guess that's what I get for assuming. So my options, instead of Justin Jackson, and there are a lot of them. So get your pencil and paper out here. These are our options. Okay, so we have Donta Foreman, Amir Abdullah, Sony Michel, AJ Dillon, Ramondre Stevenson. Those are our other options there.
Well, why do you keep questioning AJ Dillon every week? You just put this guy in the lineup and move on. No,
he was bad. He's got 0 targets the last 2 weeks. It looked like they were going to start throwing in the ball, and they've stopped throwing in the ball. He was behind Aaron Jones in carries last week too.
He scored though, right?
He did score. If he didn't score, he would have gotten 2 fantasy points. It was one of those type of days. And then also in here, I think I am also going to go with Jalen Waddle over. I mean, it's I have my problem with this team is I am I pay much more attention to fantasy football than obviously everyone else who plays right. in this league. So my bench is full of a bunch of guys who project for like 11 to 13 points, and I never know who to start between them on any given week. Gotcha.
I think Waddle's a great start. I just put him right in the flex.
And yeah, Waddle is going to go in over DJ Moore.
Okay. All right. So your opponent who you play this week is you know, similar to my opponent, where it seems a little messy, to be honest with you here. Patrick Mahomes, you know, honestly, this is a tough matchup for him against Pittsburgh, just because the way that Pittsburgh wants to play. So, you know, I mean, maybe he does well, but I want to go against a team that's playing against a good defense. Pittsburgh has that. Melvin Gordon and Chase Edmonds tells me he has nothing left at running back. So some major issues clearly here to start these two, especially Edmonds at this point. Although James Conner didn't practice today, I guess we'll keep an eye on that. Davante Adams, great matchup, great player against Cleveland. Pittman at Arizona. Travis Kelce is questionable this week. And I don't know if your opponent has a backup option here at tight end, but my gosh, that would be really rough. Let's continue on. Mike Evans does not appear to be playing this week at Carolina, so he will not have to face him. Jerry Jeudy, who didn't catch a pass, has no quarterback at Vegas. Now, Jefferson is awesome, and Jefferson will probably have a really good game. Nick Folk against Buffalo, and then the Cowboys defense against Washington. So, like, I always like to look at a team and say, who are you scared of? Justin Jefferson, yes, I'm scared. Davante Adams, yes, I'm scared. But that is not enough. This opponent's going to need some help.
Well, he got crushed by the combination of COVID and injury stuff. So a little bit of color. This guy that I'm playing against this week, we've been doing this league for 15 years. This is my best friend in the world, my best man at my wedding, and I'm gonna love taking it to him this week. So these are the guys he's missing via a combination of COVID and injury stuff. Travis Kelce is obviously in there. Leonard Fournette got placed on the IR. He's missing Fournette. He also drafted Christian McCaffrey first overall. Christian McCaffrey is out. And he has just been crushed by all these injuries. Now, he does have Dawson Knox, a very good backup tight end. He just happened to pick up Dawson Knox off the waiver wire in week one and held on to him. And there are a couple guys he can throw in on his bench. He has Dontrell Hilliard, who he could choose to play tonight. And he has Nyheim Hines if he wants to go with him over Chase Edmonds. But Mike Evans injured for him. Travis Kelce maybe on the COVID list for him. Christian McCaffrey got hurt. Leonard Fournette got hurt. So he is he did get bit by the injury bug pretty bad.
Did Pittman get hurt or thrown out of the last game? I can't recall.
He got ejected, and it was I was watching the game with the sound off. I was out to dinner, and I was watching with the sound off, so I didn't hear what the announcers were saying. But I remember watching it, being like, "That is a pretty soft ejection. Like that does that that it seemed like a pretty light way to be throwing someone out of a game." So, I assume he's not suspended multiple games. I assume he's good to go here. And I mean, Pittman against Arizona, if they play like they did last week against Detroit, Pittman could really go off here.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I can't recall what happened to him last week. All right, so two big stories of the day that we got so far is Dalvin Cook, number one, clearly being on the COVID list, and this is up against it, having to play Sunday for Minnesota. So make sure if you have Dalvin Cook on your team, you're putting him on the bench, putting somebody else in. And then, Davis, the other story that we got today, and we didn't really spend a lot of time on it, but the Saints are going to start, according to NFL Network, Ian Book on Monday night. The former Notre Dame quarterback, that line, by the way, on FanDuel has gone from Saints -3 to Dolphins -1. It will be the fourth quarterback that the Saints start this week. Ian Book, I like his ability. He's athletic, and he kind of fits the mold as to what the Saints want to do. But boy, the Dolphins, after starting 1-7, are in a pretty good spot right now.
Nothing, I've said this on the show before, but truly nothing would make me happier than the Dolphins winning 9 games in a row and making the playoffs, and all of the Tua haters and the Flores haters, right? Because remember, there was not only were there Tua haters, Craig, there were people saying, oh, Flores, he's a fake sharp. He's just trying to be Bill Belichick, right? Remember the Deshaun Watson stuff was going, and they were like, oh, you know, he thinks he's going to be Bill Belichick and not let anything out. And they're just showing up, and they are punching people in the mouth. They are very effective. Well, Tua was not effective throwing the ball against the Jets. They are going to have Jalen Waddle back this week to give people an idea of Ian Book. He did run a ton at college. He had over 100 rushing attempts each of his final two seasons, 361 rushing attempts for 1,500 yards and 17 touchdowns in college, remembering that sack yardage does get taken away from your college rushing total. So the rushing guys, their raw rushing totals never look quite as good as it should. Now, as a passer, I gotta say, Ian Book is not it as a passer. 7.8 YPA in college, and Notre Dame was like a 14-point favorite in every game they played when Ian Book was there until they got to the college football playoff. 72 touchdowns to 20 interceptions, and in, you know, some of the biggest games of Ian Book's career, like against Clemson, against Alabama, I mean, they just got ran out of the stadium. And not that Ian Book is horrible. I actually think if he runs like 12 or 13 times, he might be kind of decent for fantasy. But I think this line move totally makes sense for Miami.
Yeah, and also as of now, and that will change, but with Jameis Winston out for the season and Simeon on the COVID list and Taysom Hill on the COVID list, the Saints, as of this moment when we're doing the show, have one quarterback on their roster. So that will probably change very soon. We'll be back to wrap up hour number one after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Alex, we'll have our headlines coming up at the top of the hour, so stay tuned to that. We're following the stories around the NFL, including Dalvin Cook being placed on the COVID list, reportedly is unvaccinated. So that could mean not only this week, but in the fantasy football championship, unless you have Alexander Mattison, you may need to make some moves if you can. And Davis, like, do you want to throw a dart as to who the Saints may sign at quarterback to back up Ian Book? Like, is it Philip Rivers coming back to town to play quarterback this week? Is it some AFL quarterback? Is Josh Johnson ran out of teams to play for? Like, the Saints are really going to go into Monday night, and the Dolphins' defense is pretty good with just Book. Like, what happens if he gets hurt? They have no one else.
Well, they have Malcolm Perry. Remember him? He played quarterback at Navy.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly enough, you know who was a New Orleans Saints practice squad quarterback for, I think, 2 years? Garrett Gilbert, who started for the Washington football team this week. He started on Tuesday. Technically, that was week 15. NFL rules would make him eligible to play for the New Orleans Saints. So I wonder if they just do that, if they just give Garrett Gilbert a call. Their other practice squad quarterback, I remember, Luke Falk. I believe he started a couple games for the Jets. They might give him a call. But, okay. I mean, look, all due respect to Ian Book, my preferred outcome here would be the Saints running the triple option with Malcolm Perry against the Dolphins. That would make it my favorite NFL game of all time. Give me Malcolm Perry starting at quarterback for the Saints on Monday night.
He was great in college, Malcolm Perry. So who knows? Maybe he ends up. I think he was. Wasn't Malcolm Perry on Miami at one point? Am I right about that? Was he a Dolphin?
He was. He was there. He actually got a couple. They used him a little bit on offense last year. He was playing for them, and then they cut him. They cut him this year. But all-time FBS touchdown scoring leader, Malcolm Perry.
Yeah, interesting. All right. Well, wacky week ahead of us for sure in the NFL, no doubt. We've got our headlines coming up at the top of the hour. Brett and Davis will give you a little preview of the NBA slate tonight in DFS. And we'll be back with hour two of Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. So stay with us. Don't go away. Break.
Sports happens every day, and we give you expert insights and information on gaming, odds, and more.
Every day.
You see a trend?
This.